Coach, can you please just give an opening statement?
I think it was a tough day to be a Terrier. I don't think we played our best softball, which is really disappointing, and especially on this stage. I think, you know, it was a bad time to play the worst game of the season. You know, I think sometimes we make things bigger than they are, and I think we needed to slow down and recognize it's just another softball team across the field, and we've played really great teams this year, and we've done a lot better job. So, you know, I didn't think it was BU's brand of softball, and I think that part is disappointing because you really only get, you know, two shots at this. So I was hoping it'd be a better first day.
Eli, we have Lauren Kelleher with us as well. Any questions for Lauren?
Lauren, you seem to, you've been doing it all year, but you've been jumping on pitches early in the count. I guess just was that kind of what you were looking to do again today? And just what went wrong for you guys today?
Personally, I think I was just trying to look early, swing at strikes, but I think what let us down was our defense, and we're not going to win a game if we let up runs, and I don't even think we can talk about our offense because we didn't play softball. We didn't catch and throw properly, so I think it's tough to talk about our offense when our defense looked like that.
That's all I got for one. Can I ask for Coach Scott or what?
Sure.
I'm good.
How's it going, Coach? Thanks for doing this for me. Can you just kind of talk to me what you maybe said to Casey after you pulled her there early? And I know it wasn't ideal for her or you guys, but just what are you kind of looking for her to do? You know, maybe just kind of put that in the back of their mind moving towards tomorrow.
You know, it's interesting. I feel like it's a really it's a tough stage to be on when you're not comfortable. And I think Casey wasn't comfortable. You know, I think Casey puts a lot of pressure on herself. And I think that's a good thing and a bad thing. But, you know, I think I could tell from the first pitch that there's a little bit more anxiety than usual. And, you know, Casey has to recognize she has to spin the ball by people. And, you know, I just told her, I said, hey, you're in the flex position. You're not done. You know, I was kind of hoping our offense would wake up and, you know, she might have a chance to go back in. And, you know, I think maybe sitting back and getting to kind of watch Lizzie jump out there and do her thing was, you know, potentially helpful. But, you know, I think my biggest thing as a coach is I don't want anyone to ever have regrets. And, you know, I feel like she regrets the way she started that game because of how she felt. And, you know, that mental aspect of this game is so crucial and so important. And, you know, I wish that she had a calming presence, you know, when she started the game and felt secure in what she is and who she is, you know, to throw a little bit better. So I think we just need to go back to the drawing board and realize it's, you know, it's one pitch at a time. It's just softball. You know, we don't need to make it more than it is. And, you know, I want that for all my players.
Yeah, and then, you know, you guys obviously didn't have your best day defensively as well. Would you maybe point that to, you know, maybe nerves as well, or just the moment a little bit? Or?
Yeah, I mean, I think for us, like, we recognize that Oregon has some speed and some power, but I think for us, like, I mean, we just got ahead of ourselves. Like, we're not watching the ball in. I felt like basic throwing and catching. We had a rundown. I mean, to me, it's in order to be at this stage and be successful, you know, that defense is pivotal. And, you know, you have to support our pitchers. You know, we're playing some really great teams. They're going to put the ball in play. So if we don't do our end, you know, our part on defense, you know, that makes it really, really difficult to get out. So, you know, I just didn't think it was a good softball game all around. And, you know, I felt like that it went through the team. It just wasn't, you know, I felt fine about our first three at-bats. I'm like, okay, we're putting the ball in play. I felt good about it. But, you know, that other side of it, you got to be to hold these teams off, and you can't give them extra base runners. You can't let them pass the bat. You can't walk people. You can't put people on. You can't get behind and count. Like, it is basic softball that we've done all year. I was just, you know, more sad for them that, you know, they felt that type of stress today that they couldn't play to their ability.
Yeah, and in terms of the bats, like you said, nothing the first three at-bats getting down on ball, but I guess what were you seeing from Elise Sokolsky that was maybe not allowing you guys to get, you know, clean, hard contact on some of her pitches?
I mean, I think at points she was, like, effectively wild. She threw a lot of balls and would come back with a strike randomly. But, no, I you know what? I think she obviously did a good enough job to win that softball game. I think that we, you know, were out of the zone a little bit. I think for us, you know, you have to make a pitcher throw strikes, and they are going to make plays, right? So for us, I think some of our pieces, you know, whether it was up the middle or whatever, they're going to make plays. So, you know, we got to do a better job of getting pitches that we can hit versus swinging at her pitches. But, you know, obviously she did enough to get us to chase and be off balance and, you know, kind of roll over and have ground ball. So I think we ended up having maybe two hits and a walk or something. And, you know, if I was going to tell you before the game, that's what it was going to be. We faced her at UConn and knocked her out of a game. I think the stage is the stage, and we are not ready.
Yeah, that's all I got. Thanks, Coach, and Warren. Appreciate it.
Yep.
Thank you.